You're talking about the work experience you just said.
Right.
And then that also led to working for Congressman Jim Jones, represented this district.
Right.
How did that come about, your association with the congressman?
Well, Mrs. Dargan and Gertrude Jones, when congressmen would come to town, they always had big receptions and so forth for the congressman when he would come in, because he was always very active in terms of visiting his district. So when we were asked to volunteer in his campaign, certainly through Mrs. Dargan, I got involved with the campaign at that time. Then Mrs. Dargan and others had said to the congressman, you know, it's about time that you put somebody of color in your office. So I was recommended to go for an interview. He interviewed several, and I was fortunate to be the one that he selected. I think, other than probably working for Mrs. Whitlow with the YWCA, that was one of the most fascinating jobs that I'd ever had, because I didn't realize, first of all, what all a congressman did. I didn't realize what kinds of things. And he had a personal approach to people. I mean, it was absolutely fascinating to me. He was so adamant, and I practice this to this day almost, is that when that phone would ring in Washington, periodically called on different phones in the office, and if you didn't pick that phone up on that second ring, he was hot. He was not happy. There was no excuse. And the same was true when he was doing town hall meetings. You had to be there, and whatever those concerns were, whatever those problems were, they were recorded. You know, he had staff taken down, and he would say, follow up. And even if he was leaving the next day going to Washington, he would call back and say, did Miss Brown get her situation taken care of? I didn't really realize. And I think, in addition to, you just think in terms of policies and governing and writing legislation and this type of thing, I had no idea that you could call on the congressman and say, I didn't get my Social Security check, or I didn't get my IRS check, or whatever, and a call from his office could speed up that process.
You were in your mid-20s when this was happening?
That was a little later.
A
little later,
okay.
Yeah.
30s.
Yep.
That was where the seed was planted for your service to our state.
Yeah.
He was a great role model, wasn't he?
So oh, absolutely.
You probably conducted your office the way he did in many ways.
Very much so, particularly as it relates to constituents when you would get a call. Because one of the things that I would often brag about is that this was something that was important, and also tried to educate people in my community that you should utilize, I don't care who's in office. And one of the things I had said to the congressman, and I don't know if that's why I got the job or not, but I said to him, I don't want to just be your North Side rep. I said, so if you're talking about giving me an opportunity to work in your office, I want to be wherever I need to be. I have thick skin, so I am not afraid to go into areas that could be hostile to me because of my color. I said, I'm okay with that because I know who I am, and I'm very proud of that, but I don't want you to just rubber stamp me for North Tulsa. I think maybe that had something to do with it as well.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Did you ever find yourself in situations where even though you were representing him or with him, that you were treated improperly?
You know, one of the things I do remember, not necessarily to me, but on one of his campaigns, and I think if I remember correctly, this is when the congressman decided to run for senator. I forget the city, but some of the staff from Washington came down to, which they would often do, to volunteer during campaign time. We were in this city, and I know they were strong on Western clothing. One of the guys came up to one of his staff people and said, you should have come however you're supposed to dress. I'm not impressed with the fact that you have on that shirt and boots and that hat, because that's not the real deal. And you find a for realness in people. I mean, you can come to our town, but be who you are. If you're going to try to have that Western look, make sure you go to our stores and get the real look, you know. That's the only, it wasn't at me, it was at them. But no, I think it was because of him. He's a soft-spoken type person, but I think it was just the way he treated everybody. And I just never did have a bad experience. No. I'll say that with him.
I've interviewed him, and you can hear his interview. And when he was a young man, he worked for President of the United States, Lyndon Johnson, and that's quite a story.